go against a team like this, I mean, they run the ball more than any other team in the league. It's always number one on your board. Is it like number one, two, and three on your board today?
That's a great way of saying it, yeah. Foster is one of the best in our league. Great vision. It's unbelievable, his vision, how he can see the small creases, his acceleration into those small creases, and then his ability to get yards, you know, in a small crease that, you know, move the chains, 5, 4, 5, 6. It's been 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 on our list this week.
I mean, how much do they not want to have to put the ball in the air? You know, they'll throw it, but not, you know, they want to dictate that, I guess.
I think they have a very smart approach. You know, that they've been playing ahead in each of the ball games. You know, two of the ball games that we've studied as far as the regular season games, and they're smart with the ball, that they can run the football and they can take some shots when they want to take the shots. They can dictate how they want to play the game with some short, quick passing, and then, you know, air it out at times. So the quarterback hasn't been sacked, I think, but once, right, in two regular season games. And so, yeah, they want to control the ball running, but they're going to – Big 80, I mean, you got to get the ball to that guy, and he hasn't lost anything.
Is there any New England in his game planning at all? Is there anything that you've picked up from some of the old Patriots games over the years?
Oh yeah, there's some New England traits there. He's going to those are his roots, and so we see some of the old we call them wham plays in there, and we see some of the short yardage quarterback sneaks or they have another answer to that. And so, yeah, you see some of the New England traits in his game planning.
How bothersome or frustrating is it the fact that through two games you guys haven't been able to force any turnovers?
Very, very frustrating, because I think this group is they're a turnover conscious group, and that's something that we've done consistently, not only in practice, but you know we did that pretty good in the preseason. But we haven't been able to do it in two ball games, and not only was that 1, 2, and 3 the run game, but the turnover emphasis is 1, 2, and 3 on our board this week too, 4, 5 on our board too, because without those, you know, we can't put our offense in position to score, we can't score on defense, we can't do a lot of things that we would like to do in order to dictate the game.
Perry, when you look at the lack of turnovers, is there a common thread? I mean, are guys just not getting there on time? Are they too deep? What's going on with that?
You know, I don't think there's a common thread. You know, it's the luck of the draw. You know, we had our hands on two balls last week, okay, and we didn't come up with it. Stevie Brown had his hands on a deep ball, and, you know, you expect him to come down with that one. DRC had his hands on a ball. You expect him to come down with it. And so we just haven't made our own breaks.
When you look at the mantra you talked last week about, you know, the situation kind of dictated his snaps. He got a little bit more this week. Were you happy with the way that went, and or you still want to try and find ways to get him on the field even more than that?
I thought all of our guys played well up front last week, for the most part, in the pass rush game, and then, you know, in some aspects of the run game. And as far as getting him more snaps, yeah, he doubled his snaps. He was productive, not from the sack standpoint, but he was productive in some of the things that he did. This game right here is a game where they're going to run the football, okay, which is maybe not his strongest suit, but he will play and he will have a chance to contribute. And I was pleased with what he did last week.
Do you see Robert Ayers finally settling into the scheme and playing well? And how do you think he's been doing?
I thought he really performed well Sunday in the football game. And I think that, you know, when we go to our four rush package, we've got him. He has a role in that package. I think he gives us some inside presence and push there. I thought he rushed well from the outside too, so not saying that he can't do that. And yes, I think he is getting more comfortable in what we do and how we would like to have it done. So if he can keep coming, this group's improving. This group is improving. And so if he can keep improving, if we can get each guy to improve each week, we're going to be okay. We're going to be fine.
Perry, how do you deal with the fact during the week that the defense hasn't been able to get off the field on some really long third downs, whether penalty or not? It just hasn't.
Yeah. You know what? That's a tough pill to swallow for us, because a lot of times we're putting ourselves in that situation to keep those drives alive. And we're coaching from the practice film, we're coaching from the game film, we're trying to make them very aware that men, the situations that we have them in situations that we would like to have a football team in, now we've got to make the plays to get off the field. And so be it not forcing the ball in the right way, not a lack of tackling, whatever the case may be, you know, whatever error may occur, that's an aspect that we've definitely got to improve, and it is frustrating for us.
When you're down a linebacker and you have a safety like Stevie and Antrell that can play the run as well as they do, does like a three safety look, does that become a viable almost substitution if you're down the linebacker that you trust, or is it they're two completely different things?
No, it's not completely different things. It's not the realm of our thinking. It'll just depend on, you know, the situation, whether we feel like that person can go in and get the job done from a run game standpoint, and does he have enough looks at the run fits to do that? Does he have enough looks at the pass fits to do that? So it's not out of the realm of thinking for us, no.
Mark Rezlik came out the last game for Houston, obviously. I mean, how did he look to you? He wasn't out there for a long time, but how did he look to you?
Yeah, I thought Mark did a good job there at the Mike linebacker. You know, we tried to keep him in his spot and let him play. He didn't have a lot of plays, but Mark knows what he's doing. He's played football, so that's not an issue for us. You know, he can go in, he can man that position.
Jermaine played on the outside for you last year. How is he going to do moving into the middle? It sounds like he's going to be take over for Walters.
Yeah. When we first approached Tremaine with that idea back in camp, et cetera, he was excited to do that. He wanted to do that. I was a little bit apprehensive, but he has looked really well. He's had some clinic plays just in practice, et cetera, from playing in that inside nickel spot. So we're gonna miss Walter Thurman and his knowledge and what he can do in there. But Tremaine is excited about being in that spot, and I think Tremaine will answer the challenge. You know, he's a guy that he plays bigger than what he really is, and he really rises to the expectation, at the level of expectation, too.
I was going to say, he's a little smaller than the guys you had there, Terrell Thomas last year and Thurman this year. How can he make up for that?
You have to ask him that. I don't know how the guy does it, you know, because, like, we talked about that a little bit last year, like, hey, you know, he's going against – some pretty good receivers. He's not a very big man, and it's got to be heart. It's got to be want to, you know. Those are the things that you like, the intrinsic things that you like within a football player. And so those traits alone will get you a long way.
Who's behind him in that rotation? Who else do you think you can actually play those positions that you would feel comfortable playing now?
We'll put Clinton Demps in that spot. You know, we have some other guys that we'll rotate in that spot. We've had a plan. We did that in the long back in the OTAs. We did it in the preseason a little bit. We did it in training camp. So we have other guys that can rotate in that spot. Yeah.
Barry Beeson said to definitely not rule him out yet for Sunday. If he would get good news tomorrow from the doctor, would you be comfortable playing him without seeing him on the practice field this week?
That would be a question that Tom would have to answer.
He'd love to answer.
Yeah. he would definitely answer that. You know, I have no problem because Beeson does a good job of taking mental reps. Okay, but that would be a Tom Coughlin question. That's out of my pay grade.
No,
when JPP is playing the run as well as he has been, at least to us, I don't know if it looks the same to you. Does that change things you can do? I know you talk always about a pass rusher and his ability, how that could kind of change your scheme. But when he plays the run as well as he does that help you in certain other things?
Oh, no doubt. It really does. It frees up, instead of always having the eighth defender, et cetera, it frees up for you to do some other things with that defender. And JPP, I thought he played really well last week in the ball game, not only in the run game, but also in the pass game. And he's had a great week of practice. So we just keep patting him on the butt saying, come on, JPP.
Perry, if J.J. Watt's at tight end, how do you want your defense to react?
All eyes are on him. He draws a lot of attention, you know. He didn't draw attention on the touchdown pass he caught, and that was, a classic goal line play that, a lot of teams run. And, I know he was a former tight end and et cetera, so that's going to be a point of emphasis when we go into the meeting rooms and talk about our goal line situation and what he would bring to the table. He did a good job blocking also. He blocked the play before, and then he caught the touchdown pass. So, yeah, it's going to be a point of emphasis that, hey, number one, let's not let him down there, okay, in order for him to have that opportunity. And then, two, if he's in that position, we'll know where he is and what to do.
We asked Ben if he would take, a defensive player on your, and put him out there for you. Have you ever had that happen for you, where one of your defensive guys got put out there?
What did you
think about that?
I have not. I would be all for it. I say this to our coaching staff all the time, that JPP would be a great tight end.
He said the same thing.
JPP said that too. Yeah. I mean, you ought to see the guy can run and catch the ball around here. He would be a great tight end, but let's just keep him on the defensive side of the ball, and let's not put that in his head anymore, okay?
You better be careful saying that.
That's exactly right. Be careful what you say.
Yeah.
You might.
Yeah. See you, Coach.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, man. Okay. Thank you.